This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're going to get into the Matrix movies and whether or not they are a trans allegory, as many on the internet are claiming. We actually have a real trans person in the room, so that's Aria, and she'll weigh in on that.
Everyone who has argued this point with me today, and I didn't even allege initially that it wasn't a trans allegory. I just said allegory. I just said, I'm going to watch this for myself and see. And everyone who came around to say, well, the directors have said it is, every single one of them was not a trans person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they called? Allies? Are those the people that just kind of hang on to be part of the cool crowd? Basically, like, look how cool I am. I'm defending the trans people.
I don't know if it's even that, because they were arguing with a trans person in order to do that, right?
That's true.
Well, no,
they're defending the, what was the name of it? There was like a, you're not in this club, right? There's a group of trans.
The consensus.
The consensus.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. With a capital C as well.
Right, so, yeah. So it's a pronoun. So they were defending the consensus that the Matrix is these things, and you were saying you didn't see it. We'll get into that, though. But we've got Sarah on the line. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. Sarah, who loves herself some cops when they are enforcing the traffic laws. She loves red light cameras. And you were just saying that you like the idea of new traffic cops or transit cops being hired to enforce on things like city buses, enforce smoking mandates or anti-smoking mandates. And then also you said you've been molested by somebody on a city bus at one time. So you want to see the police enforcing these things. But I was just asking, since we were discussing the police and them being like automatons, which for those, if you don't know what that means, Sarah, it means like a robot, like an unthinking machine. Do you support the police actually making choices about which laws that they enforce and which ones that they don't? Or should they just have to be these sort of mindless automatons enforcing all laws across the books, no matter what?
The police are just people. Mm-hmm. So I guess that sometimes they will have preferences of what the laws they would enforce or not. Mm-hmm. But supposedly they're supposed to, you know, have equal justice law enforcement, you know, originally. That's supposed to, but as
I don't
know
what that means, equal justice. What does that mean?
Well,
I think she's realizing that if cops have discretion on which laws they can enforce, they also have discretion on whether or not they want to pull over the white guy or the black guy.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it's supposedly you're supposed to, but, you know, they are human beings after all, so they're valuable to, you know, preferred laws. But I just hope that I'm with the transit police here, I would like at least 150, because here
good
in
Lord.
Mexico, well, the thing is, the laws are so horrible when it comes to abuse against women. You know that we have, like, per capita the most untested sex rape kids.
And that's not against the law?
That's not a problem with the law, though, Sarah. That's a problem with law enforcement, right?
Well, but that's the whole bag. There's no law. There's no law enforcement. There's no raping test kit. And
I'm pretty sure there are laws against sexual assault in New Mexico.
That was what my question was about.
Well, there are, but, you know, they finally tested a couple of, like, 400 kits going back 20 years involving murder. When they got murder, it's like, I think you better test these, and it take them, like, 20 years.
So you're saying you're not happy with the service that you've been getting from the police, so you want to hire more of them?
Well, you guys don't even want to come near the state, and you know why.
I don't want to come near the cops anywhere. I'm just not interested.
I'm confused why you think
they don't help people for the most part. They hurt them.
No, and a transit cop is certainly not the one that's, you know, testing the rape kits or whatever. So how is having 150 transit bus police officers going to do anything about the lack of detectives and their concern for sex crimes?
Well, what I'm saying, the sexual harassment here is awful. The bus riders that are riding the buses. And they had men expose themselves on the bus, touching themselves, where the women was riding with the kids, and it was on the newspaper article. They do this kind of stuff. They rubbed up on my legs. They rubbed up on my arms. I see them.
I get it.
Rub up on girls.
And that's horrible, but why would you prefer 150 transit cops instead of 150 actual cops who could, you know, do something about those rape kits and actual rape victims instead of policing the bus?
Well, the thing is that don't they have less training? They're not authorized to fire own a gun or fire them. They just have taser guns. They call. They're less.
Oh,
trained.
You're saying that the transit cops are actually less dangerous because they aren't armed as dangerously as a standard cop.
Right. If they get into a really heavy things, they would call for a real police. But they're more like they're police, but they're
okay. I can get where like she's coming from here. She's coming from kind of a, even though she's advocating for more cops, she is saying that they shouldn't be as well armed as normal cops. So, like, I'm in favor of taking guns away from the cops. I think that's a good
at
idea.
At least while they're on duty.
Yeah. I think they should be demilitarized. Let's take the armored tanks away from them. Let's take the guns. Let's take the bombs, because these people are hurting way too many peaceful people. But it seems kind of counterintuitive, though, Sarah, just generally, that you can see some of the problems with policing, that they aren't actually serving the community in the way that they purport to be by not actually investigating the number of rapes that they should be, etc., but yet you still want them to enforce all these, you know, prohibitions. You want them to have power.
Well, she can't even think of an alternative because she's never been presented by one or with one.
Well, that's true, and we didn't present her with one either in this particular case. I mean, ultimately, the alternative in her case would be private transportation and having private rules on private transportation instead of some government bus where they just are obligated to pick up any scumbag that wants to ride, and then they, you know, don't have any meaningful way of banning you know, the bad ones for the future. So, I mean, maybe private industry would come up with more innovative ways to restrict the numbers of, you know, the types of passengers and all of that. But then again, it probably wouldn't be subsidized like the government buses are, and that's one of the reasons why government buses are as cheap as they are, because the rest of the taxpayers are subsidizing them. But, Sarah, what I guess I'm curious about is if you could think for a moment, what is a law that you would prefer the police not enforce? What do you think that like a law that's on the books that you think the police should just ignore?
Well, I mean, how could I come up with all of that? Because people ignore, I mean, how could, you know what, there's no such thing, because most of the laws are already ignored. The dog jumping all over me, licking me.
Sarah, I want to direct you back to a call you made a few weeks ago where you talked about the laws that they were putting out not allowing panhandlers to be at intersections. Wouldn't you agree that at least is a law that police should not be enforcing?
Oh yeah, but the police leave them alone. I mean, it's unless they get obnoxious, unless they touch their car or they bang the car or they get aggressive. As long as they don't bother the panhandlers, not in this state. Our Supreme Court,
so
they do allow them on
the point season. That you were going to make, though, is that you feel as though there's a bunch of laws that the police already are not enforcing.
She said something about
you.
A dog. Right?
Yeah, but is there a dog licking you law?
Well, I mean, supposedly, I get harassed. I got almost mauled by like two dogs too, just running out of the fence like maybe five times already, jumping on me, want to play with me, and I'm thinking I'm gonna get scratched, and you know, that's one of those laws.
That sucks, though.
Now, are these dogs like biting you, or are they just trying to play with you?
Well,
I think they're wanting to play with me, but
okay.
I don't want to get all bothered.
You're not a dog lady.
Yeah, but dogs could still get They could still hurt somebody. I think that it shouldn't be a law, but the owner should be responsible to where they don't just run out of the fence. Because that would scare me, too, as a small person.
What are the cops going to do? They're not there, so they can't help you.
I don't think they need a law. I thought she was saying, there is this dog law.
I have a lot of advice for Sarah, but unfortunately none of it applies to someone who hasn't worked a job since they were 18. So it's not like move to a better neighborhood is an option here. Does pepper spray work for dogs?
I don't want to see the dog get hurt, but if they're doing something you don't want, they won't stop, and the owner won't stop them. Thanks for...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're going to talk about the Matrix and whether or not it's a trans allegory here in just a moment. But first, I do want you to know we're raising money for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to actually give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. Give Directly locates recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash, because that's a big deal over in Africa. That's a way a lot of people pay for things and get paid, is with their phones. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. And research shows giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. And cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree. And we are matching your donations to Give Directly up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help some folks out in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in dire need of assistance, you can go to give.freetalklive.com and help them out. That's give.freetalklive.com. So, Aria, you're trans.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not everybody on the radio would necessarily know that. If you're watching on our cam feed over in Odyssey at watch.freetalklive.com, it takes you right to our live feed. And then video.freetalklive.com takes you to the channel with all the back episodes. Then you would probably know that. But just listening on the radio wouldn't necessarily.
Well, I'm trans, but depending on the trans person you ask, I may or may not be part of the trans community.
The consensus you are definitely not a part of. They said so.
That's true. And they got,
said so.
They got upset because I went against the consensus, the capital C, about the Dave Chappelle closer skit, which I found to be pretty humorous and really shockingly kind-hearted. I think they just missed the actual punchlines.
They might not have watched it.
I suspect a fair number of them either didn't watch it or they turned it off halfway through because of, I'm just so offended by this content.
And they only saw, like, clips, and they were like, yep, that's proof.
So you aren't, you know, you don't stick with the official whatever consensus agenda and you think for yourself.
Think for myself.
You have your own opinions, and when you express them, the consensus gets mad, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun, though.
So what's been going on out there?
Well, there's a new Matrix movie, right? But this came up.
Bonnie and I saw it.
I have not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. This came up a number of years ago. I remember the first time I saw it was this idea that it was after the Wachowski sisters transitioned.
Wait, that was the first time you saw The Matrix was after they transitioned?
No.
No.
No,
the first time you saw the theory?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I haven't actually gotten to yet. But, you know, obviously, for a lot of people may not even realize that the Wachowski brothers, because they did credit themselves as the Wachowski brothers
for
in the
a
original
long time.
Movies. Yes. Yeah. They have both transitioned, and they are both now women. And I'm not knocking The Matrix. I love the hell out of The Matrix. It defined a generation, right?
It's, some of my favorite movies.
It's up there with Harry Potter as far as how it's influenced people and its genre.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a big deal. And these are the most influential trans creators on the planet. But I never got any of that from watching the movies. And I realized, okay, as this article came across my feed today, that I haven't actually seen the movie since I came out and transitioned.
Okay.
Everyone's saying they're clearly trans allegories.
Yeah.
And evidently the directors themselves have come out and said, oh, yeah, they're all about metaphors for being trans. So I was like, I'm going to look into this. And I want to start with the article that was actually initially brought to my attention that made me even realize that this was a whole thing still, because it's titled, and it's from MSNBC, so it's what you would expect it to be, The Matrix Resurrections Makes More Room for Trans Identity in Corporate Hollywood. The first and last phrases to appear on the screen of the original Matrix film includes the word trans, a detail that many everyday moviegoers probably missed. I had to rewind it to see what they were talking about, but yes, they are correct. The first and last actual images on the screen contain some sort of text thing about, I'm presuming it's some sort of transcript, but they shortened the word transcript to just be the word trans with a period.
Oh, the transmission
transmission, yeah.
The code that pops up where somebody's talking?
But is technically true. But I think they may be reading just a little much into it, you know?
So many words start with the word trans, more than just the word transgender.
Transit cops?
Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't put it there on purpose. I'm just saying, you know, that's really subtle. And if that's the level of evidence you have that this whole thing is an allegory for being trans, then you don't have a very good argument.
Well,
to
they got
to
have more than that.
They do have a few other examples, but they don't make any of the good examples, right? They talk about how at the end of the movie, it pops up system failure at the end. And the camera zooms in between the M and the F. As though it's creating this giant space between male and female. Yeah. So they talk about that, but they don't talk about the obvious parts of Morpheus sitting down with Neo and saying, okay, by day you're this person, by night you're this person. It's time for you to decide which of these people you're going to be. Because that is the trans story. Every single one starts out their normal day job, they cross-dress at night, and then eventually they make a decision about which one of these they're going to be. Hey, that, yeah. That had trans written all over it. But no one talks about that.
That's just an interpretation of something that otherwise has no evidence to back it up whatsoever. In the case of the movie, we're talking about a computer geek who's a hacker at night, and during the day he's a programmer at a respectable company.
Sure. It is the trans experience, though. And they didn't even mean for it to be that way.
It's also the experience of anyone living a double life.
Yes, also a valid point.
I mean, there's plenty of people who moonlight doing things that they otherwise wouldn't want. Like, the classic example, a teacher during the day who's a stripper at night, right? Like, there's these stories.
Also, yep.
These stories happen. There are people who live two different lives for whatever reason.
And someone else pointed out that, you know, it's all about transforming yourself into another person and assuming this other identity. I was like, yeah, but that's just the hero's journey. That's just a work of fiction. It's some random person becomes the one true hero, and they slowly evolve into that in these new circumstances. That's just how fiction works.
My question would be, why wouldn't they just put a trans character?
Well, they did attempt to, sort of.
That's where this all kind of stems from, is the trans... And I actually told you about it while we were watching it.
They didn't.
Well, right.
They couldn't. Sony said no.
Oh.
Was it Sony or Warner Brothers?
I don't remember.
Warner Brothers produced the movies, from what I
know. Whoever was producing it said, no, you can't do that. So they went with as non-binary of a character as they could find, presumably.
The character's name is Switch in the original, the white-haired girl with the short hair. And that's apparently the original vision for Switch was that when Switch went into the Matrix, Switch would be the opposite gender of what Switch looks like outside of the Matrix.
Yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Switch was to be a male outside the Matrix and female inside of it.
I didn't remember which way it was, but yeah. That's
which I think they should have allowed, because that would have been awesome, because it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Because you sitting there, you've never opened your eyes, you have no idea what your body would actually look like. So that Matrix interpretation of you is just 100% complete fiction. That's my biggest part of this movie, is that Neo and Mr. Anderson look exactly alike. Why? He's never seen himself before. Why would he picture himself looking like himself? He has no idea what he looks like. None of these people do.
They could have done it in the newest movie, too, made a trans character.
Well, apparently people are saying that the new movie is all this and that for trans, so we can get into that, too. The number here is 603-283-6160, and...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travel headaches continuing across the country as flights are continuing to be delayed as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday. This comes after more than 6,000 were canceled globally on Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. The TSA saying they screened millions of passengers over the holiday weekend, the busiest time of year for air travel. This traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, tells Fox News she's no fan of being stranded at an airport.
It's frustrating because, you know, it's kind of scary and, you know, getting stranded at an airport.
President Biden back in Delaware after spending some time at the White House holding a conference call with governors. Biden saying more at-home tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News. President Biden meets with members of the National Governors Association on Monday to discuss the ongoing surge of COVID-19 cases across the United States. The president saying Americans can avoid going to the hospital for COVID-19 by getting vaccinated. Chairman of the NGA and Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson urges the president to continue true partnership with governors to address the surge.
One word of concern or encouragement for your team is that as you look towards federal solutions that will help alleviate the challenge, make sure that we do not let federal solutions stand in the way of state solutions.
The Powerball jackpot remains unclaimed after no one matched all six numbers in the big drawing on Christmas night. That means Wednesday's jackpot will be worth at least $416 million. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talking about the Matrix films and whether or not they are an allegory for trans people. Our resident trans person says she doesn't think so. But we'll get digging a little bit deeper here. Of course, phones are open. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Although the creators of the films did acknowledge at some point that the character of Switch in the original Matrix was originally intended to be trans, in that the person would change their gender whether or not they were in or out of the Matrix, essentially.
Yeah, and I really hate that that didn't make it into the movie.
Yeah, it would have been a cool thing.
Yeah, and I don't think that would have bothered anybody
well,
at the
time. Well, I guess the movie executives decided that that was too much for audiences at that time. In 1999? I mean, I don't feel like people were that, you know,
unwelcoming. I don't know if they were or not, but it made it clear that it was a virtual world and that...
Yeah. You can be whoever you want to be, right?
It's just a movie. It's not like they would have to, the masses would have to meet this character in real life.
And they could have done it in some ways intentionally to frustrate people, like having a scene fade from the male real version of this person into the female Matrix version of this person.
Mm-hmm.
If they could find a male and female who looked similar enough, and that probably would have upset some conservatives or something, but I don't think most people would have even made the connection even then.
But even then, it wouldn't be the same as like being a person who grew up and then decided to change or transition to the other gender. It would just be that they were not who they were in the Matrix, so it wouldn't, I don't see how it would offend religious people.
It would have made Morpheus a statement about, oh, well, you're just projecting your residual image of yourself, make even more sense about why that person continued to be female inside the Matrix, because it was just a residual image of how they understood themselves.
Well, if they understood themselves as the whatever they were in the Matrix, it might be kind of sad, because then they'd have to come out and be like, what, I'm not a girl?
And yeah, that's true. That could really screw them up.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they decided not to, but does that not mean that they've put secret trans messages into the films? Apparently, some people in the consensus in the trans community, as they call it, think that the whole thing is a whole, like, statement about being trans, and you don't necessarily buy that, Aria, but we'll continue with that discussion here in moments, and if you want to weigh in, you can as well, but let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Alex is on the line first in Colorado watching us online. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi. First of all, I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for your show and everything that you guys do. You have totally helped open my eyes to seeing what's really going on in the world. So thank you.
Happy to help.
Okay. So my question for you guys is, what are your thoughts and opinions on the Bitcoin in El Salvador? I was reading up about it, and it sounds like if you buy a bond there, you can become a citizen there, and the president there isn't mandating, like, you know, any of the COVID vaccine or the mask mandates, and just wondering what
you're... That's not what I heard last year about that president. As I understood it, he was requiring, I don't know if it was vaccines, but certainly I believe there was a mask mandate. Now, to be fair, I have not done detailed research on him. There are a lot of people who...
Isn't he like a power-hungry lunatic, too, who's, like, replacing firing judges and, like...
I've heard that, too, about him, yeah. He's a typical, you know, government goon.
Well, maybe now he's playing the Ron DeSantis government goon angle and saying, oh, I'm all about freedom because...
But
Bitcoin people.
He doesn't seem to be doing that, though.
He seems to be only about economic freedom as far as freedom from fiat money, and to that end... I agree with him in that end. So I've seen him posting on social media. His name is Nayib Bukele. He's the president of El Salvador. And he has posted explicitly attacking fiat currency. So, I mean, he is absolutely interested in undermining fiat, and at least from his public statements, and obviously the public statement of accepting Bitcoin as a legal tender within the country, makes that pretty clear.
They take something that's similar to Bitcoin called the Lightning Network.
Yeah, and then you get into that, where you get into the details of what they did in El Salvador, and you find out, oh, look, governments are behaving as governments do, where they're using the threat of force against people to get them to accept Bitcoin. And that really turns me off.
You can't just have your own wallet and send peer-to-peer to in, like, the Edge wallet.
But you can.
You can. But they...
I was just...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No worries.
I follow him on Twitter, and he had said that we'll never mandate the vaccine or mask mandates. So that's why I was just interested in it.
Yeah, I really bet that he's trying to do a Ron DeSantis thing to attract freedom-loving Bitcoin people with money. Because it would make sense to me that, you know, he could still be a, you know, tyrannical goon and understand that this is just low-hanging fruit. It doesn't really matter if people get vaccinated or have the mask on or not, because it doesn't stop the spread of coronavirus.
Okay, so there is an update.
He's, like, virtue signaling to the freedom people.
According to the, U.S. Embassy, on November 17th of this year, the government of El Salvador removed the COVID-19 test and or vaccination requirements for entry. So they did have it. And now it has apparently been undone. So
you may be right, Bonnie.
Yeah, that's...
If they're selling bonds to get citizenship in El Salvador or whatever...
Yeah, tell me about that, Alex, because I knew there was going to be some sort of a bond that they were doing for raising money to create this Bitcoin city. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
What have you learned about that? Because I've only just sort of generally heard about the plans, and it sounds like you might have done some actual research into it.
It looks like you buy the bond and then you become a citizen in 5 years.
Well, what does a bond cost?
And that's a rather long time to wait for citizenship.
$100,000?
Wow.
Yes.
If I pay $100,000 for citizenship, it better be instant.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So the idea is you pay $100,000, you become a bondholder, which means that you get a piece of whatever it is that this Bitcoin city turns into. Now, of course, it's a government project, so it's hard to really be too excited about it. But that said...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt again. In 5 years, yeah, then you become a citizen.
Right. Hopefully. Now, would they let you move there anyway on, like, a temporary resident basis for that 5 years?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I didn't do a ton of research on it. I was just calling to see if you guys knew anything about it.
But basically the idea, as I understand this bond process, is they want people in the crypto community to buy this, essentially like a municipal bond or whatever, some sort of a crypto, but it's like a crypto bond where what they want to do, and it's interesting. I mean, I'll give them this. It's an interesting proposal that, like, a normal bond, you buy this bond, the government, pays it back at some point, right? That's the idea with some sort of interest,
right?
Is the idea. And so in this case, what supposedly is going to happen is they're going to raise whatever their target goal of however many, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think isn't it half a billion or something like that? Like 500 million? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
No worries. Like I said,
is it in crypto? Is it?
What's going to happen is that they're going to raise the money, I believe, in dollars. And then they're going to buy crypto. Mm-hmm. They're going to buy Bitcoin specifically, BTC, with that $500 million or whatever the total is. And they're basically putting a bet on the success of Bitcoin going up over the next 5 years. And the idea is that the bondholders will make out as well as Bitcoin does over the next 5 years, essentially. But they'll also be backing this Bitcoin City project, which is supposedly...
Will you get any of that Bitcoin, though? What would be the advantage of doing this versus taking $100,000 and putting it into Bitcoin?
Is that you would get the benefit of citizenship, so you could
move
there.
In El Salvador.
In El Salvador, which, by the way, they're saying that Bitcoin City won't have, like, a bunch of the usual taxes, so, capital gains tax, etc., that sort of thing. Alex, if you wanted to continue, we can continue the discussion here in moments. I'll try to pull up a little bit more information about this, because it's certainly a unique proposal. Now, whether or not you think it's a good idea to give more money to a government out there, it's up to you.
I didn't think to decide.
But that said, the idea of buying citizenship for those that can afford it isn't a terrible idea, and this is cheaper than...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Bitcoin City. We'll get back into trans messages or not existing messages in the Matrix movies here in a little bit. But we've got callers on the line, and we do love to talk to people about different things. And so Alex called in from Colorado asking about El Salvador and the Bitcoin City Bond Project. And it had been a little while since I saw some details about this, so I went ahead and pulled up a couple of stories to freshen us up on the topic. And so I do have some information about it, including at least one claim from the BlockCrypto.com saying that those who invest in this bond of at least $100,000 worth would only be given the opportunity to apply for citizenship in 5 years. Now, that's what the media says. It's not an exact quote from the president of El Salvador, so maybe there's something lost in translation. Maybe you will actually be guaranteed to get citizenship for $100,000, or maybe not.
Well, he does like to do those dubious things. Like he said, it's not going to be forced on you to accept crypto, but it was written in the law that it would be forced on you.
That's a good point, Bonnie. That is really the most important thing to say about the Bitcoin mandate down there in El Salvador, is Nayib Bukele, the president, has specifically said in public on, you know, Twitter and in other places, in interviews, that they will not mandate that people have to accept Bitcoin.
But the law says something else.
Correct. So they totally could, or the next guy that gets elected could mandate that. So the fact that they wrote this law to be a mandate is something that all freedom-loving people should oppose. Unfortunately, the Bitcoin community is not full of freedom-loving people as it once was. The Bitcoin community is is, it seems like the bulk of people are just there to make a buck, and they don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah, they just love the idea that there's a government mandating that people accept Bitcoin, even though that totally goes against sort of the original ethos of the idea of Bitcoin, which, you know, the creator of which, Satoshi Nakamoto, arguably is probably, you know, an anarchist or some level. At some level, he wants to take down governments and government monies around the world. So I don't think Satoshi Nakamoto saw this one coming within the first 20 years of Bitcoin. And we don't have him or her here to ask about it. But Alex, you'd called in about this. So are you somebody who's considering buying into this bond? And can you buy in for less than $100,000? Can you do $1,000 or $10,000 or something like that?
I'm pretty sure it's no, you can't. But I'm not going to lie. If there is going to be a mandate, I'd rather be on Bitcoin than wearing a mask or injecting some poison into my body. So,
I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's just I would hate to see somebody go to jail because they decided they didn't want to accept Bitcoin.
I think that it doesn't matter what the mandate is. It's the fact that you give the government the ability to mandate anything, then they'll do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin is supposed to be better, and it's supposed to be, crypto in general, is supposed to be a choice for people that people see as, oh, hey, I like this idea. I want to do this. I want to adopt this. And if you put a gun to somebody's head and say, which is what the, you know, government mandates are, essentially it's a threat of violence backing up every one of their mandates, you put a gun to somebody's head, then that might turn some people off who otherwise might want to, you know, might have listened to you and might have taken these ideas seriously.
I mean, the guy always could have been like, okay, look, if you're in El Salvador, I will give you $25 in Bitcoin if you'll install a Bitcoin wallet.
They did that, actually. It was, I think, $30 worth.
Yes, but he did it as the government.
Yes, that's true.
And not in a private
taxpayers
individual.
Pay for it,
and
yeah.
He could have said, hey, and if you're a business willing to, interested in accepting cryptocurrency, I'll come out and help you set it up personally. He could have done that.
Yeah.
He didn't. He said, I'm going to weaponize the state and use that to make people do what I think is best. And I'm against that, even if I happen to agree that what he thinks is best probably is for the best. It's not my call to make. And it's not his call to make either.
Would you move there, Alex, if you could get citizenship, if, you know, if you had the $100,000 worth and they were guaranteeing citizenship to anybody that invested at that level? Would that be something that would make you want to leave Colorado and go live there?
I would, actually. Things are getting, seems, unfortunately, I try and be positive, but things are getting worse here than it is, so it's definitely something I have on the back burner, considering, with the family and kids, and we're not going to back down and get the vaccine and do masks, and
good.
So, yeah, thinking about it. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's making an interesting pitch here. Bukele, according to the article at theblockcrypto.com, this was published about a month ago, says that Bitcoin City, which would have its own mayor, would not charge residents or businesses income tax, capital gain taxes, property tax, or payroll tax. So
they're just going to count on the value of Bitcoin going up to make their revenue.
Well, there is going to be a tax proposal, and I had not seen this before because I remember seeing him saying which taxes weren't going to be present, and I found myself thinking, okay, what taxes are they going to have? A 10% value-added tax on purchases to pay for city upkeep. So basically you're going to have...
So it's a sales tax.
Well, value-added tax is a different thing than a sales tax. Value-added tax appears, we don't have them in the United States, so we're not used to them, but from what I understand about them, in Europe, they're common. In other places, they're pretty common. What happens with a value-added tax is they hit you with a sales tax for 10%, but they also hit the wholesaler at 10%. So anytime the good changes hands, as I understand it, in the sort of the production process or whatever, I'm not sure how many times it gets hit, but it does get hit more than once. So it's not just when you buy it at the cash register. It's also whenever the manufacturer sells it to the wholesaler.
How can anyone support this? If there's a 10% tax that the wholesaler has to pay as well, they're not just going to lose that 10% of profit.
Yeah,
they're going to pass that to the consumer,
of course,
which is going to increase prices and make you pay even more sales tax.
You're going to be paying like 20%.
Right, but you don't see it at the register. So you only see the sales tax at the register. You don't
just like people don't see the inflation and stuff like that. Okay.
There's something like that going on in the United States. I don't know if they call it the value-added tax because that's what Mr. Penguin is always talking about here on the air. Chris, who's on our Friday night shows, he's always saying that the tax that the wholesalers for computer products has to pay gets passed on the consumer, and it's about 13% the things at Walmart.
That's a good
electronics
point.
Walmart.
You're talking about the tariffs. You're talking about import taxes, basically. Which essentially are very similar, but the value-added tax would be applied to all products manufactured or moving around in that particular vicinity, as I understand it. But that said, I mean, there's sales taxes everywhere, so with the exception of places like New Hampshire. So the fact that that would be purportedly the only tax that they have. Okay. I mean, that is going to attract a lot of people. And
sure.
So what he's doing here is a smart move to say, okay, let's make a place where these Bitcoin people want to be, right? Because capital gains for people who are into, like, paying taxes, cross all your T's, dot all the I's, get everything right, hire your accountants and all that. The capital gains thing in the United States is completely untenable. The idea that you somehow have to track the crypto that you buy, and then track the crypto that you sell, and somehow know which crypto was which, because it all gets mixed into the same wallet together, and like how you figure this crap out is like completely...
Yeah, that 0.3 Bitcoin that you sold back to Coinbase or whatever, was that the 0.3 that you bought when it was $5,000,
right,
or when it was $33,000?
I don't know. And so, like, that's what they're trying to do. So
that's not possible.
It's insane is what it is, but yet now the IRS is demanding people give them all kinds of information about the crypto that they're buying. So you can understand why a lot of the crypto people are looking for options like this. So it's smart of Bukele to say, hey, we're going to build a place for you.
And then he sees
come on down.
How Florida has gained the most population of all the 50 states this year, and he's doing a copycat of Ron DeSantis.
Like getting rid of the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, and acting like he's a fake freedom lover, so that way people will want to move there.
Yeah, you can't trust this guy because he's a government goon, but you know, for the good things that he is doing, which is to say he's speaking out against fiat currency, and that's really the only thing that I fully agree with him on, is to trash publicly fiat currency. Good for him for that.
Well, they have a head start in El Salvador where they don't have their own fiat currency.
Correct. The dollar is the other official currency there, so they've got two different legal tenders. Alex, it's interesting. If you ever go down there, definitely give us a call and let us know what it's like. We had a guy call in a few months ago about maybe a few weeks after they started their experiment with accepting mandating Bitcoin acceptance down there, and he told us that it was a total total cluster F when it came to installing the government wallet and minimum purchases. They had a $5 minimum, so if you're just gonna go buy a churro or a taco or something like that, you wouldn't have been able to use it. So there's definitely some bumps in the road, but it is an interesting situation, and I thank you for your call, and thanks for bringing it up here tonight. And I'm curious to see how this bond thing turns out. I mean, they're trying to raise, apparently it's $1 billion, not half a million, or not half a billion.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.